Title: The Struggle Continues. Written by Kent Williams. Who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then will I be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. That's from Psalm 19, verses 12 through 14. Temptation is a tough thing to deal with. We often say that the devil tempts us. In hearing a sermon from my preacher this past weekend, I am not so certain. There's a part of me that realizes that I am put in situations where I am tempted to sin. However, that is neither God's nor the devil's doing. I believe that it is a test of faithfulness, not one that is created by God, but instead one that is a constant battle. It is a battle that never really goes away. You get better at fighting it off and resisting, but you are never fully over it. Furthermore, you must be concerned when you actually give in. It's not the initial failure that gets you. It's the continual failure that you suddenly lose the will to fight. I have been there before. However, once I got back in the fight and prayed, I again got to a place where I had won back my peace and felt connected with God. But unlike before, where I would once say I've overcome it, I substitute it with a phrase I learned from my mom as she fought through the civil rights era. The struggle continues. This bit because the battle never ends. You are consistently having to push against that which you struggle to reach. Prayer and meditation on God are essential in your continual struggles. We all have something that we must struggle with. Think of one thing that you indulge in or know is wrong but fail on multiple occasions. You will know what it is when you find yourself in that, "I promise I'm not to do that again" place, only to find yourself in that, "Oops, I did it again" place. There are a couple of things that are important to remember about your struggles. One, we all have them. Yes, some manage it better than others, but that does not mean they do not exist. You are not alone in your struggle. Second, we have a patient and amazing God who loves us unconditionally and will guide us if we call on Him. Sometimes my utterance of His name is the added strength for me to overcome my situation. Some say, "Jesus, take the wheel." And others might say, "God, if you're listening, I need a little help here." Some might clutch a cross or some other item, wedding ring for example, to help remind them of their promises to God. And before you ask, yes, He will deliver you. God sees something in everyone. He decided that there was a place for us in His kingdom, and most importantly, He gave His only Son so that we could fail and still have a chance at His glory. I think back on the person I once was, and I'm humbled at the man I have become because of the power of God's grace. We should have a renewed joy in the people we have become in our renewed belief. He revealed our faults and freed us from the barriers that once prevented the building of a closer relationship with Him. So, what is it that holds you? How can you better manage your weakness? My prayer is that we realize we can be closer to God by acknowledging that no matter how far we get, the struggle continues. Amen.